All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now, she is the owner of Spiritual Communications LLC out of Marlow, New Hampshire. You can reach out to her directly at 603-446-3918 or go to the website lindamccracken.com. That's Linda McCracken, MCCRACKEN.com. I'm talking about my guest, the aforementioned Linda McCracken. Linda, welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get started here, Linda, do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do as the owner of Spiritual Communications, LLC.
Well, it's Spiritual Web Communications.
Okay.
And what I do is a combination of creative services and psychic services. Creatively, I publish books and do commercial art and editing and other things for people. As far as my psychic business, I do mainly tarot readings and spirit art.
All right.
And spirit art is a type of physical mediumship where I draw pictures or illustrations of people who have passed over.
Oh.
Or sometimes people would like their spirit guides done.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty interesting. Now, what got you into doing this?
Well, when I was 12... I was at a family reunion, mm-hmm. and I thought that I was grown up and adult.
Well,
I didn't want to play with
course.
The kids. So I joined the adults on the porch and was very quickly bored with the conversations that they were having. So I went in the house, and I was in the living room, and Spirit talked to me and said, get a paper and pencil, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And as I sat down, I looked out the window onto the porch and saw my cousin and her baby. So I drew a picture of the baby. And I didn't know what to do with it after I was done, so I gave it to her.
Right.
And what I missed, not being on the porch with the adults, was the adult conversation that the baby was dying. It had some sort of syndrome. My cousin had taken it to photographer after photographer and couldn't get a really good picture of it.
Right.
And she said that the illustration that I did was the only thing that captured the spirit of her son. So that was very, very special to her, and it was the first time that I'd ever done a spirit drawing, even though in this case the baby was alive, but it really didn't act that way because of the syndrome.
Right. Wow. So pretty much at an early age, you kind of noticed you had something different.
Yes. When I was 7, I was walking home one day, and I was wondering to myself, this was coming home from school, mm-hmm. and I was wondering to myself, well, gee, what will I be when I grow up? I wonder what. And I walked under this tree, and I heard a big, deep bass voice say, you will be a writer someday. And I looked up, and there was nobody in the tree.
It was the
tree. So I thought, that's very, very strange. And so immediately I got huffy, because I do that sometimes.
Right.
I have a fiery personality on occasion,
okay.
especially when I was younger.
Right.
And I thought, I don't want to be a writer. I want to be an artist. And so anyway, to make a long story short, that was my first experience with spirit. And I have since become a writer and editor, book publisher, all kinds of different things involved with writing and the arts.
Right.
And my background originally was as a librarian, but having started in my mother's library at the age of 4, I also became kind of bored with that. I went into it because I'm very versatile and very creative, and I get bored very easily. So I became a librarian thinking that it encompassed everything. But after working in her library from the age of 4, even after I got my master's degree, working in it as a professional, it seemed to be a little redundant at times. So I started doing artwork and became a commercial artist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, at first I wasn't really sure I could do it. My parents met in art school, so I had native ability, but I hadn't really taken that many courses in art. So what I did was just create a portfolio, an art portfolio.
Right.
And in doing so, I would show the portfolio to everybody, and they'd ooh and ah over my work. And after 2 years, I was finally convinced that, yes, I am an artist, because people liked what I did. So commercial art is a little different than normal art, because most people paint a picture and give it to a gallery or something and wait for somebody to come along and buy it.
Right.
In commercial art, it's just the reverse. People would tell me what they wanted, and then I would create it. And so that led to quite an interesting life. I was doing library work and artwork at the same time, which kept me very involved and not bored. But I did things from tiny little miniatures that went into dollhouses to great big 75-foot signs that crossed the Main Street Highway.
Oh,
so
wow.
My work was very varied, although I liked pen and ink best and did calligraphy for a long time as well.
Right. So now, when somebody contacts you for the first time here, Linda, so mm-hmm. what is it that they're looking for? And you know, because you
where they contact me.
Because there's a lot of different things you do.
people know me as many different things. Some people have no idea that I'm psychic. Other people have no idea that I'm creative. So
right.
It just depends. I have many different lives.
I see that. So now, what is your most favorite thing to do? Because it seems like you do so many different things.
I think my favorite thing is drawing, and right now Spirit really wants me to do more in the spirit art world. They've just recently told me to start using more color. I don't normally use color when I do it. I usually just use pencil.
Okay.
So that's something I'm going to start doing next weekend. But in the meantime, they're always growing my talents and skills. One of the ways they have done that, when I do spirit art, I ask people to invite whoever they want to come in.
Right.
And I also let them know that I can't guarantee who comes in. Almost anybody can come in, from a grandmother or father or somebody who is very close to them to somebody who died when they were in high school.
Right.
You just never know. Sometimes I'll get more than one person in a photograph, or in an illustration, I should say. They're not photographs. And I don't see the photographs of people, although I do have some on my website that show people before and after I've done the illustration. I do the illustration first, and then some people will give me a photograph. But what happens when more than one person comes through is that sometimes I will get very interesting
right.
illustrations, because most people don't look alike. If they do, it's hard to tell which is the mother and which is the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the other hand, if they don't look the same, it's very easy to tell, because I might have a very young face with a long, narrow face with a rounder face on top of it. Also, sometimes I will be doing the pencil sketching with light touch, and sometimes with very dark strokes. And in fact, I'm not really doing the illustration. It's actually my spirit guides. I allow spirit to work through me, and they take a hold, well, not take a hold, but just they use my hand and the pencil that I am holding to do the drawing. And
right.
It might be my guides. It might be the other person's guides. On rare occasions, it's the person that I'm drawing who's trying to draw themselves.
Now,
when I do two people at once,
right.
What I was saying earlier is that they're always stretching me. So recently they've been stretching me in odd ways when more than one person comes through. For instance, one time I got a grandmother who came through, and then the grandfather just drew a symbol, and the symbol was fire. but I was told that he was very proud of the fire pit that he had created, and every weekend the whole family would come over and they would grill out in the backyard on this fire pit. So the symbol meant a lot to the person who was getting the reading. Another thing that they've been starting to do is to divide the face in half. One time the top face was a son and the bottom part was a uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Another time, just last weekend, as a matter of fact, they divided it in half directly down the middle of the face, and the left side was a great-grandfather, and the right side was a spirit guide who had been a relative, but way, way, way back before, you know, her knowledge, and I couldn't really tune in to exactly how far back, just way back on the male side of the family.
Right.
So it's always very interesting to get the stories that I get with people that I am drawing. And it's also interesting when I draw something, for instance, if I do a whole family, sometimes different people will come through for each family member. And one time I said it was a brother, and I thought I was drawing the same brother, and the family members all looked and said, no, this is Ed and that's Ken, because this one has a crooked chin and this one, it's very straight and angular. So they know who I'm doing, even if I don't. It's just a very different way of doing art. It's a different way of doing mediumship.
Yeah, I would say I think you're the first one I've ever heard of that does something like this. Again, we're talking with Linda McCracken. She's the owner of Spiritual Web Communications at Marlow, New Hampshire. LindaMcCracken.com. If you do want to go and check out the website, LindaMcCracken.com, click on the gallery button off on the right-hand side, and you can start to see examples of the spirit art, live people, spirit guides, the book, and, of course, spirit art and photos after, which are kind of interesting. When you take a look at some of these, I guess you had done the spirit art for the person, and they came back with a photo afterwards and showed you the comparisons?
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Wow.
Usually they don't, but occasionally they do.
All right, very interesting stuff. Again, if you want to contact Linda directly, 603-446-3918 is her number, or lindamccracken.com. That's Linda, MCCRACKEN.com. We'll take this quick break and come back more with her after these words right here on All Business Media.
Many of us want to find a way to help others, a way to give a little back out of the much that we've been blessed with. St. Joseph Catholic Church sends many needy students home for the weekend with food that they might not have been able to eat without the church's help. Their Backpack Buddies program feeds these children at a cost of about $1,000 every week. Give these children something on their plates and give their parents the peace of mind of not having to worry about their children going hungry. Go to stjosephjasper.com. Or visit their Facebook and Twitter at St. Joe Jasper. Contact Mike directly at mike@stjosephjasper.com or call 812-482-1805. St. Joseph Catholic Church, food for every child.
Do other people seem happier than you? Do you get angry quickly? Does your worry consume you? Do you hide your hurt? Do you yell at your children? Do you struggle with grief and sadness? Do you feel misunderstood? Get answers to these questions and more in the book, Simplify Your Emotions, Steps to Happiness, available at Amazon.com. Dr. Guy W. Jordan, a licensed psychologist practicing for 40 years, has written a guide to change the way you think so you can change the way you feel. Buy your copy today and change your life. I read it and it was so easy to understand and to use in my life. Dr. Guy W. Jordan's book, Simplify Your Emotions, Steps to Happiness, is guaranteed to improve how you think and feel, or Dr. Jordan will refund your purchase price. Simplify Your Emotions, Steps to Happiness, available at Amazon in paperback or Kindle. Get your copy today.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with our guest, Linda McCracken. Say hello, Linda.
Hi there. And how is everybody?
And doing well. And again, thank you for taking the time out to join us. Again, if you do want to reach out to Linda directly, you can give her a call at 603-446-3918. We're getting to know her today. She is the owner of Spiritual Web Communications at Marlow, New Hampshire. LindaMcCracken.com is the website. And again, we appreciate you taking the time. Hey, let me ask you this. So you're working as a librarian, right?
Originally, yes.
Originally. And
when I graduated from college.
Right. And then what eventually pulled you in to start doing this kind of, you know, to start doing this type of work?
Oh, that's a long story. I started doing the artwork because I was bored with the library work, as I stated before. Mm-hmm. But what brought me into doing more psychic work was spirit and really, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, because I've been disabled 5 times with 4 different diseases.
Okay.
And spirit was trying to get me out of the library, and I really wanted to be a librarian because I did enjoy that work. And even though sometimes it was dull and boring, eventually I became a director and of a lot, my own library, and I could choose what I did when I did it and so on. And there's a lot of variety to being a librarian.
Right.
So I did not want to leave that position permanently. However, they paved the parking lot out around my library, and I was allergic to the fumes from the tar. And I don't mean a little bit, I mean a lot. Within seconds, I could barely breathe, walk, or talk, think.
Okay.
It was really horrible. And that was really the last time I was ever in the library, and I don't even remember the next 6 months.
Right.
I was that sick. So as I was trying to get better, I ended up, doing a lot of different things, partially artwork, but then I thought, well, I can also do psychic things. So I started learning how to do tarot cards and other things. I added later, like, the spirit art, because mm-hmm. I hadn't really gotten paid for doing that. I had just been doing it on my own.
Right.
But I do remember the first time I went to a spiritualist church. They had a workshop. And, and now I'm going to totally forget the name.
That's okay.
I hate it when I do that. But there is another spirit artist, and she was giving a demonstration, a workshop. And so she handed out papers and pencils, and I was sitting there, and I picked up the pencil, and it had been the first time in 2 years that I'd held a pencil in my hand.
Right.
And I just started whipping out drawings, you know, ex-boyfriends that had died, actresses like Susan Hayward, all these different people. And she walked over and said, "What are you doing?" Rita Berkowitz, that's who it was. And she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm just drawing all these people. It's fun." And she said, "No, you're supposed to be doing the work for the person sitting opposite you, and she will draw the people that have passed in your life, whether you know them or not." Well, she was supposed to draw the ones that I knew. I was drawing people, all just people that I like, you know, like Susan Hayward.
Right.
But so that was really my first introduction to doing it in a classroom situation. And then I just went on from there as I was doing tarot readings. Various fairs and expos, I started offering the spirit art as well. Actually, I was actually asked to do spirit art by the church where I first did the workshop.
Right.
And that's the first time I actually did it for people.
So now, you know, being that I guess you can talk to spirit, right?
Yeah.
Is that something you had... because that always amazes me. When somebody has this ability, how do you... Like, can you turn it off? Can you turn it on? Do you have to put blocks up? I mean, how do you go about living life, you know, being normal, so to speak, going to the store or going to a movie without having some spirit yapping in your ear?
If you don't learn how to turn it off, you're going to have problems.
Right.
when I was young, maybe in fifth grade or something, I had a lot of difficulty telling what was real life, what were dreams, and what were visions. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I figured it out by how it felt. And then later, I had a really bad experience when I was channeling somebody, and I mistakenly thought that I was killing my girlfriend, which sounds ridiculous, but in college, you try out different things, and right. We decided to have a seance, and I figured, I know how to do this. I had gone to workshops, well, classes with Jane Roberts, who channeled Seth, and so I figured I'd just step aside and let the spirit come through me. Well, I did that, but the problem was I was out of my body, and I was looking down, and my girlfriend and I looked identical, and she couldn't breathe, and I was scared to death that I was killing her, and what I just jumped right back into my body. And so afterwards, she wanted to talk about it because she was really excited, and I'm like, no, I never want to talk about this again.
Right.
Well, 25 years went by, and we'd forgotten that we weren't supposed to talk about the seance, and I was visiting her, and she said, remember that seance? And I said, yeah, and she's like, you told us where the important papers were for my grandmother. I said, what? I didn't say anything like that. And she said, yes. And I said, no, I almost killed you. And she said, no. And I said, but you couldn't breathe. And she said, no, that was you that couldn't breathe. And I realized that we looked alike. We had the same color hair. We both had white T-shirts and blue jeans. We looked identical and same size, more or less. And I was looking down on the top, which was an odd view. So I thought, well, maybe it was me. And she said that I had told her all this important information. I said, well, it wasn't me doing it. It was your grandmother. And she's like, well, yes. And I said, well, what did I say? And she said, well, you told us that the insurance papers were in the bottom left-hand drawer of the desk in the attic of the White House that was moved across the railroad tracks. Now, how many houses are moved across railroad tracks? I know I didn't say that.
Right.
So I knew that I was definitely channeling her grandmother.
Wow.
And she said that I had also done some automatic handwriting and a lot of other people had come through. But since then, I've never allowed myself to do total trance work again because I found that very scary. I wasn't in control. So now what I do when I channel, I do semi-trance work. And that means that I'm aware of what I'm doing when I'm channeling. And you learn as you go along how to protect yourself and how to say yes or no to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I go to a show or something, yes, I'm ready and willing to work. But normally if I'm doing my regular life, spirit just isn't around because I've turned them off.
Right.
And it's like having a light switch, which you turn on and off. On the other hand, in case of danger or something, they're always there.
All
and
right.
I've had invisible hands grab the steering wheel when I fell asleep in the car and yank the car over into the correct lane. I've had an invisible foot slam on the brakes when I was about to hit somebody. I had a deep bass voice in the back of my car say, watch out! And I slammed on the brakes and there was a car in my blind spot. So they're always around taking care of me and guiding me and helping me and protecting me.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Again, we're talking with Linda McCracken, the owner of Spiritual Web Communications at Marlow, New Hampshire. LindaMcCracken.com is her website. Hey, I see here on your website you've also done some work with forensics.
Yes, I have. Not a lot, but a little. And
how's it worked out? I mean, I'm looking at this one picture where this guy's holding up, I guess, sketches, and then a real picture. Was this one of the ones that was that ended up you helping them solve something?
Well, I have never yet found out what I've solved and what I haven't solved because the police sort of use me as a tool.
Oh, okay.
So they don't always tell me. In fact, so far they haven't told me what actually happens, but I have had acknowledgement at times when they recognize somebody who has done something or they suspect has done something. In the case of the picture, that was a relative of someone who was missing, and he had asked for help. And so he's the one that put it in the newspaper for everyone to see, so I felt that was okay to do, because otherwise it's very confidential information.
Right.
That's pretty interesting.
And I took a course in composite drawing for the FBI, and that has helped me to do faces better. According to Spirit, they were laughing at me because I didn't know how to do faces properly. Anyway, they did have me take that course. So if they needed me to, I could use my psychic talents, or I could actually just have a witness there who would walk me through and say, you know, this person had an oval face with
gotcha.
A pointed chin or whatever, and the right. eyes look thus and so. And I also have a book of various eyes and various noses and various ears and hairstyles and so on. So they can say it was like this, and then I can use my regular artistic ability to do that. That's gotcha. More of a scientific thing.
Okay.
Whereas the psychic services are on a different level.
Right. And before we run out of time, there's something that I found here on your website as well. Fascination with cougars, I got to ask.
Well, New Hampshire says there are no cougars in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And the according to New Hampshire Fish and Game. On the other hand, I've seen three in person. One was 2 miles from my house, mm-hmm. and one was in the next town over, and that one was a kitten. They also say there are no females in New Hampshire. If anything, they are only males passing through. And then the third one I saw was over in Peterborough, which was about, I don't know, 30 miles from my house. I have also heard a cougar yowl right outside my bedroom window. That one I didn't see, but it woke me up at 6:22 a.m., and believe me, it sounded like it was right in my bedroom. It yowled twice.
Now, is there some kind of psychic connection you have with this, or is this just a personal interest?
In a way, it's a personal interest, but I've had other psychics look at me and say, do you know you're surrounded by cats? So big cats are a totem animal with me.
Okay.
Because I live on a river, there's a lot of wildlife here, so of course they're attracted. When I had my dog, I never saw wildlife, but as soon as he died, deer moved in and started having babies in my driveway, and
oh,
that's
wow.
when all the predators moved in.
Oh, geez.
So I had foxes and bobcats and the cougar and all kinds of different things.
Wow.
Fishers, you name it.
All right. Well, I figured I'd just ask because I see that here, and I'm like, I've got to make sure I include this in my questions. Again, we've been talking with our guest, Linda McCracken. She is the owner of Spiritual Web Communications at Amarlo, New Hampshire. You can reach out to her directly. She does various amount of things. Of course, on the website, you can also check out the photo gallery where you can see examples of the art that she does, the psychic art that she does. And also, of course, you know, her phone number is on there. You can reach out to her by phone at 603-446-3918. Or, like I mentioned, just contact her through the website, lindamccracken.com. See how she can help you, including tarot readings, spirit art, publishing. She does some books and greeting cards, as well as she's working on some books of her own, right?
Yes, I am.
And you can work with people.
Life's got you down. Life lessons learned.
And you can work with people no matter where you're located because of Skype.
Yes.
All right. Good to know. And again, thank you so much for joining us, Linda. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It was great being here.
Yeah,
thanks for letting me talk to you.
A lot of fun, and thank you for all the information. We'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve, it's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single, boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.